from the podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rants Small Talk.
Let the ranting begin. I'm sitting across from Evan Sleed from Friends of the Real Housewives podcast.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I've been battling a cold, so that's why we have a delay with these shows, and because I'm just doing too much.
Yeah,
so
you need to settle down, mister.
Yeah, I need to sit down, but not until Christmas, of course.
Right.
The most busy time of year.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Let's talk Real Housewives of New Jersey, Meltdown in Milan. This is season 8, episode 10. And the ladies are getting ready at the top of the episode to go to Milan, Italy. And Margaret is going, I love the excuses for these trips. Margaret is going to see how shoes are made.
Right.
And Melissa just needs some new merchandise, so.
Yeah, as we all do when we go to Milan.
Yeah, of course. As far as casual store.
That's what happened last time I was there.
Naturally. Yeah. Of course. So we get to Milan, and Danielle lets us know that she modeled there back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The more I learn about Danielle, the better, so I'm okay with this.
She's in rare form this whole episode.
She really is. Uh-huh. I'm here for it.
Me too.
I love that she's like, without a question, on this cast trip. Like, they didn't have to have a scene where they're like, you know, why don't you come, or I want to have you there. It's like, no, she's just a shoo-in.
Which is so weird that she's not a full-time cast member. She's been on most of the season.
Well, every episode.
Yeah, and she's like very integral with what's going on, too.
Yeah, I mean, the only time she took a back seat was when Teresa was in Puerto Rico and she made that phony phone call where she was like, say hi to your dad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
My daughter's just still waiting for their apology. We are going to get that, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Can't wait.
I love Danielle, and I'm still upset for her for not being full-time, because it's an insult to her that they're going to have her on all these shows and not have her be full-time. Makes me mad.
Right, I agree.
But she's there, and Teresa brings rosary beads with her mom's picture on them, which is kind of a nice moment, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's like a moment from Teresa that I've been seeing more lately that I like.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of her, mm-hmm. but when she's very sentimental, I do have a heart for her, so
yeah.
The more she does it, the better, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. So Margaret and Melissa, they're going to the Spring Up showroom, and that's where they're headed. Meanwhile, everyone recounts Siggy and Dolores's behavior at the posh fashion show. I think they were in the van at this point.
Yeah.
And Danielle says that Dolores was a vicious, rabid dog to Melissa.
The way you said that sounded like Danielle too.
That's exactly
she was
said.
a dog. I love it.
I mean, I don't know about vicious and rabid. I feel like people have been more vicious to Danielle than that.
Right, I agree.
But I do like that she's not afraid to sink her teeth into into Dolores.
Yeah, she honestly, I think, like, hates Dolores.
I don't care for her. I don't hate her, but I mean, obviously, to no one's surprise, I'm team Danielle.
Right. I used to like Dolores, but not anymore.
Yeah. It's like two different housewives are on the show. Siggy and Dolores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not who I remember.
I agree.
Danielle is not happy Siggy didn't defend them in front of Kim D. Not a huge surprise.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. No. So Siggy is upset at Margaret. She calls herself, Siggy labels herself a super Jew, and her father is a Holocaust survivor. So that Hitler comment, and I wrote it down, that Hitler comment from episodes past is, quote, Hitler would have not killed me. Does that make him a good person? And so they're referring to this as the huge elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's only big if you make it big.
It's super reaching. I was shocked when I heard her complaining about that. I was like, I guess you could take it that way, but it's sort of a saying in a weird way. Like, anytime someone says that, they always use Hitler, at least when I've heard it. So
yeah, I mean, it's more popular than using someone like Stalin.
Well, yeah, exactly, because yeah, I don't think Siggy knows who that is. I don't think anyone in that at that room
yeah
knows,
I
but.
Mean it is what it is. I mean, was it in poor taste? I need to know. Does Margaret know that her father was a Holocaust survivor? Like, I don't know that. You know what I mean? It
yeah.
doesn't necessarily make it right, but I don't think it's not the most outrageous thing that's been said on Real Housewives. Let me say that.
No, and like, maybe this makes me sound like a horrible person, but like, if her dad, I mean, since her dad was, is that still a bad thing to say? Because wouldn't that be the most hard-hitting thing you could say to someone?
It's not like Margaret said, I hope Hitler comes back after your family. Or I hope, you know, anti-Semites attack your family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she didn't, like, directly put them in the line of fire.
But you know what this reminded
Ziggy
me of?
Is so damn sensitive.
She is. She's always weeping and, like, getting ready to eat a whole bowl of ice cream. But you know what this reminded me of was... with the whole, like, misunderstanding on OC when Kelly Dodd said the comment to Peggy about, like, I'll have my dad call your dad.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like that's a worse comment, but I was still on Kelly's side because she just, it's something people say. And then compared to this, this is so much more generic in general that I was like, I don't understand why you are upset about this at all.
These people need to get out more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the real world, people. To, you know, I mean, not everything is rainbows and sunshine. I mean,
right.
Come on, Ziggy. This way, I mean, she's not cut out for the show if she can't handle things like that.
Yeah, and like, and then to call her anti-Semitic is like really strange.
We'll talk about
that. Yeah.
Not okay with that. So anyway, let's talk more about it. Margaret, she struggles with a champagne bottle. And I can relate. You know, whenever anyone comes over and we open a bottle of champagne, which I like to think is often, I always ask them, you know, I don't know how to do it. Can you do it?
Can you do it for me?
I'm so bad with that.
Where's my champagne, Grant?
Well, we had white
wine. No, I know. I'm kidding.
And Danielle predicts that it's going to get heated.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because she's like, yeah, it's going to get a smile on her face.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah, it's going to get bad.
Yeah.
And like, you know what, Danielle? I'm friggin' here for it. I'm
right.
with you. I'm like, yeah, let's see it. Like, Danielle's waited on the sidelines and tweeted about the show for years.
Right.
She's ready for it to get heated. And so am I.
I agree. Pull it out like a fresh Kim D wig.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Kim D, did you see her on Watch What Happens Live as the roach for the Halloween episode?
No.
She came out as a glamorous roach or whatever.
Well, she literally was there as a roach?
Yeah, they brought her on. She was the only Bravo celebrity, and I use that title very loosely.
Right, sure.
But she was there dressed as a roach. And
cute.
I was surprised that they would have her on the show.
Yeah, sure.
And that was like Kim D's full circle moment. So her and I think like Marlo on Atlanta Housewives, like, you know, they're doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
But where are they on the show?
Yeah, Marlo is the same to me. I don't...
Marlo, I always refer to her. Isn't she an ex-prostitute? Isn't she an ex-prostitute?
I think she is. There's also something about her that I just cringe when I see her.
Yeah. I watched her in an interview recently. I kind of liked her in the interview, but I mean, I'm not holding her past against her. I'm just saying, like, she's an ex-prostitute.
She's just like a... She's like a...
It is what it is.
She's like a trashy version of NeNe, and, like, I already don't like NeNe that much.
Yeah,
so it's like...
She has a trashy aspect about her.
Yeah.
Just at all times.
Right.
But anyway, back to New Jersey.
Right.
This dinner begins and Teresa's pouring wax on people. Have you ever seen that?
No. I know people do it, but usually it's like sexual. So that's why I was like, what are we doing right now with this wax?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Such a thing.
Because I don't think you can like, I don't know if it like exfoliates or if you just do it because it's like
you're
something
bored?
To do.
Yeah.
You just sat down.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Go on Instagram. Jeez.
Right. Everyone's drinking, including, what's her face? Margaret, which I'm surprised because she doesn't drink.
I know.
She had a little sip.
Have a little fun with that clip on lemon.
Talk about fun. Danielle had to stand up and explain what a rainbow is. I don't know what that is. I couldn't make sense of it. Something to do with the base of a penis.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you have a different color lipstick on, and you go to the bottom of the base, or the base of it, and you leave a mark, and then you come back up, put another shade of lipstick on, go down and go above that mark.
Oh my God.
I know it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of wiping. I don't know. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
I saw this with my mother, by the way.
Oh my God.
This scene, and I was like, oh, so anyway.
Danielle, I'm sorry, but that was trashy.
Yeah, it was really trashy.
Ugh. I did not need to know what a rainbow was. I should have just said, yeah, that's good. I don't know.
Anyway. I don't know why I felt like I could explain it too, but.
Teresa gets an email from Joe joking, calling her a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that opens up the conversation. I always like to see how they get to where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
On these trips or these meals or whatever. So, of course, Siggy takes this and says that she could 100% guarantee that she defended Melissa and Teresa in front of the other one, Kim D.
Right.
And Danielle says, well, I don't see that happening. I don't see it.
Right.
I don't either. I mean, I got to be fair. At that, in the store, before the fashion show, this is going back two episodes, Siggy and Dolores didn't feed into it, and Siggy did try to defend her in a way, but no one shut her down.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to shut Kim D down because you know she's going to keep talking.
Right. I don't remember if this was you that said this or if I read this somewhere, but somebody brought to my attention too that in that same scene when Kim D is telling Dolores and Siggy about the whole thing, if you look at Dolores, she's totally like taking it all in and she doesn't say anything or have a negative response until Siggy does.
Yeah.
Which I think says a lot about both of their dynamics.
She didn't do a damn thing to defend her friend.
Right.
At least I didn't see it.
Right.
So that's my perception. Anyway, where are we here? So, Melissa role plays how Dolores got in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Never good when you have to role play. And Dolores says that she felt very bad about it. Well, she never took the opportunity to say she felt bad about it.
Right.
You know, it could have affected her that deeply if she didn't pull Melissa aside during the however long, 8 to 10 hour plane ride.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, Dolores. I will, okay, in defense of Dolores a little bit, and this is just more of an overall statement, because I get kind of annoyed with this. I feel like apologies, you should just take them when they come. And I kind of get really annoyed when people are like, but you should have told me this 5 minutes ago. It's like, well, they're telling you now.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be that petty, like, you shouldn't be friends, I don't think.
I agree.
Because if you feel that strongly, I don't think your friendship's that strong.
Yeah.
Because my real friends, I would never be like, well, you should have told me yesterday. I'd be like, okay, thank you. We're good.
Yeah. You know? That's the thing. I don't believe that any of these people are real friends.
Exactly. Right.
So that's the problem with the whole franchise in general. I mean, you know, they're paid to be bitches and they're paid to be friends.
Yeah.
It's tough. And that's the problem with Beverly Hills and now with OC more than ever. I mean, I have a newfound hope for OC, so I'm kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I'm withholding judgment, but I don't know about Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't know.
Right.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Hashtag nervous. Right. Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Anyway, Siggy drops the Hitler line. She turns the whole thing around. They're talking about Melissa and Dolores. And now she turns the whole thing around on Margaret and deflects the whole issue on Margaret. Lousy thing to do. I don't deal with passive aggressive people.
Yeah.
No good.
No, I feel you. I'm the same way.
Yep.
Just be direct. Not happy.
Yep. So Margaret says that it was an analogy, and Danielle threw that word around as well. And she said, well, my kids are Jewish. They're Jewish. Like, my ex-husband's Jewish. You know, I have Jews in my life. And of course, that's when Siggy says that, you know, she, well, I know a lot of people that have married Jews, and they can't stand Jews.
Which, so, do you really, though? That's really weird.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, like, I'm like, tell me who these people are that you know that married a Jewish person but hates Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, what are they marrying them for?
I know, exactly.
Yeah. So then that's what she calls her. You're an anti-Semite, Siggy says, and deflects the whole situation. I actually tweeted Siggy. I was like, shame on you for just painting people with a brush and throwing labels on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lousy. Siggy should be ashamed of herself for saying that. Margaret Josephs has not expressed any reason for us to believe that she's an anti-Semite on this show.
Exactly. I mean, because going back to her initial comment about Hitler, she was saying Hitler is a horrible person at the end of the day. That's what the comment was. So that's why it's like, why would an anti-Semitic person hate Hitler? You know what I mean?
So
like,
stupid.
It's really crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if she said, I'm not getting on this plane to Italy because there's a Jewish person on it and I don't want to be seen on a plane with a Jew. I mean, now that I would be like, okay, that's really lousy. She didn't say that at no point in the season, and they probably would have shown it of her being anti-Semitic. Siggy, you need to get off this show because you're just looking worse.
Could you imagine if, like, when she said that, they did, like, they cut to, like, a pre-roll of just, like, things we didn't see of Margaret just saying all these horrible things? Like, in the moment, we're like, that's terrible. And the next week, it's, like, her just, like, at a restaurant yelling at Jewish people or something.
Yeah.
It's
what's wrong with you people?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, Siggy. You all know the truth.
I love that. You all know the truth.
It's like Carlton and Kyle all over again. Remember that anti-Semitic argument, too?
You know, I tuned out that season. That was I was a bad fan, but that was such a horrible everything. My body rejected that season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's true.
But I know who they all. I watched half of it and then gave up on the last half when Brandy was saying you're a black person to Joyce in the pool. Like, yeah, I
couldn't. You're like a black person.
So bad. Like, I just know. Carlton, no.
When she possessed Kyle's computer was my favorite part of the season. That was great and very scary, but I loved it.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't. So anyway, what else can we say? Danielle takes this hard. Mm. She defends Margaret. These two are very close. And she says that everyone tells Siggy to... Oh, yeah, no, this way. Everyone tells Siggy to shh and to stop talking, except Dolores, her ride or die, who should be covering for her and say, hey, cut it out, cut it out. You know what I mean? Like, my mom would do that. Like, if someone was going too far, she'd be like, hey, cut it out. And that's when I would know. I was like, okay, I'm taking something too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of look out for that person. You don't let them hang themselves. What kind of friend is that?
Yeah, you want to pull them back and be like, listen, you're being a little crazy right now.
Yeah, Dolores.
I know.
The friend of the year, she is not.
No.
So, really not happy about that. What else can I say here? Siggy dismisses Dolores, and she tells her that she... Oh, no, Danielle. Siggy dismisses Danielle.
Danielle, right, yeah.
And just says that she doesn't matter and that she's disgusting. Well, there's the trigger.
I know.
There's the trigger.
Don't ever use that in front of me again. Or in my presence, sorry. But that was earlier.
That's it. Both call each other effed up. And Danielle's calls her a bitch and a hypocrite. And then she starts throwing tableware.
Yeah.
Water's flying. A knife, I'm hoping, flew across the table.
Hopefully a passerby was hit with it, too.
I love it. I was waiting for this. I wanted to know what was going to set Danielle off.
It's any time. Yeah, she's very sensitive to people, like, overlooking her.
Yeah. Oh, very.
Like, big time.
Even on social media, she wants credit for the success of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
And in a way, she deserves it.
I know.
In a way, you know, I mean, how many people were introduced to Housewives after seeing that clip of the table flip and her going, prostitution whore, the other one going, bringing out the book. Like, that clip is like has millions of views.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, she made that franchise work.
Yeah.
And then they kind of booted her off and like turned it into Teresa's somehow.
Do you think she was a liability and that's why they had to phase her out?
I think when Housewives was first starting, she was a liability, and now she's a commodity. Like, because it's like now that Housewives has enough clout behind it and they have enough money now, I think that they want to be like, you know what? If you guys are going to throw stuff at a restaurant, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, whereas back in the day, I feel like they'd be like, let's do it at someone's house because we're still like building our shows and we want like a little bit of clout. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I felt at least, but... I wonder, now she fits in better.
I don't know anything, but I wonder if Danielle was kind of lawyer happy and was really difficult to negotiate with. And, you know, there were, you know, things behind the scenes that they had to quickly make an agreement to leave and to make her, you know, to phase her out. I don't know. I feel like she's a complicated one. And at that point when she was on, she was in that house that was falling apart, that was going to be foreclosed upon. She had no money. Mm-hmm. So she seems to be in a better place now. So maybe she was really desperate.
She could have been.
She isn't. I don't know. So I don't know. I like Danielle for the show. And what else can we say? Siggy says that she won't apologize. And then the ladies all walk out in a walk of shame.
Right.
Really embarrassing to walk out of a restaurant like that.
Absolutely.
And Dolores at the outside, she goes, I feel attacked. You feel attacked.
You always feel attacked.
Why the hell does Dolores feel attacked? She's supposed to be this strong woman anyway. Margaret, who's like shaking and in tears, now that's who should feel attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the conversation, you know, whether you're Team Margaret or whatever, the conversation was about Melissa and Dolores.
Right.
And she just got thrown into it, like neck on the gauntlet into it. So anyway, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to talk about the next day. And we're going to talk about a sit-down between Danielle and Siggy. That and more with Evan Sleed in one moment. Promotional consideration for Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's blades are a top-quality blade coming out of Germany, and it's something I've recently switched over to from the electric razor. I have to say, I love the product, and I really like the shave gel. The shave gel is not your grandfather's can of shaving cream. It's has a great smell, good quality, and I have to say it really makes the product top-notch. So I can't recommend Harry's enough. So if you want to know more, head on over and find out why Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. So confident that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/grantsrants. Just pay for shipping. Claim your free trial over at Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up with you just cover shipping. Find out why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. They're all about a great shave at a fair price, and I like that. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover, of course. I love that shave gel. To get your free trial, head on over to harrys.com/grantsrants right now. That's harrys.com/grantsrants. And we're back talking Real Housewives of New Jersey, all the mayhem in Milan with Evan Sleed. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Let's do it. Let's talk more about this because Dolores and Siggy are outside of the restaurant that everyone's thrown out of. Two idiots, I wrote. They can't figure out why Teresa and Melissa will not defend them.
Yeah.
Well, where do we begin? They feel like those two aren't defending them.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's semantics at this point. It's just like, they need to completely start over.
Oh, I know. Yeah. The only way this can be settled is if they sit down at that reunion and they just hash it out as big adults. And they're like, okay, I see where this went wrong. I don't know. I think it's, the divide is slowly becoming permanent.
Yeah. I felt like there was hope, but then I'm sure we'll get to it later, but there is a scene where the group of them have a discussion. I was like, yeah, this is never going to work.
No.
So.
Yeah. No, this is not going to happen. So the next day, flashbacks of Danielle being dismissed. We were treated to her versus Caroline, her versus Dina. Thank you for those flashbacks.
It's good times.
You know, let's celebrate Danielle's presence on the show. She was only on for 2 seasons. We're in season 8. We need to make up for some lost time. So,
yeah.
We can see that trigger in Danielle through all these flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Who can forget?
I know.
That sit down with across from Caroline, mm-hmm. the clown.
I mean, a clown. You're a clown.
I remember waiting all day for that episode. Like, I couldn't wait for that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think I watched both of those seasons at least every episode every week, 3 times.
Wow.
Because I was just it would be on again. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Such good. So the stakes were high.
Super high. So many good lines.
So many.
You know?
Yep. Siggy claims that she's not taking anything back, but yet she's hiding. She's in her room. So I'm like, okay, again, are you owning any of this or what?
No.
And she says that she was angry and she took it out on Margaret. Well, anger. Margaret wasn't even in the source of conversation.
Yeah, you brought it. You were weirdly changed the direction. Speaking of being mad at people, I'm really hurt by Margaret.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we're not talking about that right now.
No, and didn't you sort all that out at that makeshift retreat with that zone room and all that other BS?
This is that was the second time that they had a sit down and said, let's move on. And Margaret's kept that deal up.
Yeah.
And it's been Siggy every time who's I'm upset by this now.
Margaret, correct me if I'm wrong, has she done anything to push Siggy's buttons or is she just guilty by speaking?
She's still mad because she was not invited to that boat or that memorial on the beach. I'm convinced.
And Soggy Flicker.
She's still mad about Soggy. Oh my gosh, wait. Okay, Soggy Flicker. Out of the blue on this episode, she says she was hurt by that because of her... Oh my gosh, not mastectomy, something. Do you know what I'm talking about? She pulled this out of her butt. Like it was some sort of condition that we're like, whoa, what?
Oh my God, yeah, what was it?
I can't remember. Gosh darn it. She said something that's okay, this was never part of the conversation. You've now turned this into something completely different. The same with the Hitler comment. It's like, this is coming out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that procedure?
It was something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. Siggy, you're too sensitive. Jersey's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting across from Danielle Staub and Teresa. This is a tough crowd.
Right, yeah.
Figure it out.
These people have been around Kim G, so they're tough, you know? I've had to see that.
Oh my God, I would do anything for Kim Ji just to pop in.
I just wanted to run in and tell everyone they have square tits. Get out of here with your fake square tits.
So that's good. That's exactly what we need to revisit. Danielle, full time, season 9, walks right into Kim Ji. It's supposed to be reality.
I'm done.
Let's go. I'm sure Kim Ji would be happy to be at the right place at the right time.
Oh, I would love it.
She's still tweeting up a storm.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's like trying to out Danielle for being engaged more than 21 times. Like all this. Like she's busy. Kim Ji is very, she's still making a career out of that one season or whatever she was on the show. And I like that they're still referring to Kim D as Kim D because that's when there were two.
Right.
Now there's only one.
Yeah, just so call her Kim.
Yeah, just call her Kim. But that gives me hope.
They're
for
teasing
Kim G.
us for Kim G's return.
I hope so.
I'm in.
Why not?
I know.
Why resurrect her? Why the hell not?
It'd be amazing.
You know, they really, this show needs to give the fans everything they want. Fans of Jersey are the most patient fans because this show isn't on very often.
No.
Now it's a small episode order. Give the people what they want.
I agree, 100%.
So, anyway, let's move on. So, in the van, Dolores does apologize to Melissa. And this is on their way, I believe, to that boat trip or whatever they were doing. And she said that she doesn't feel bad for fighting with Danielle. So is she out for peace or blood? Because she's like, I'm so sorry, Melissa, but Danielle, who's not here, yeah, I don't feel bad for hating on that bitch.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, okay.
She can only has enough forgiveness for one person, I think.
Maybe.
That's probably
some people,
what it is.
Yeah, some people cannot. Mm-mm. I know people. They're in my family.
Yeah.
They cannot apologize.
I feel you.
So anyway, then there's this whole, let's meet on the terrace. A one-on-one on the terrace.
This was probably one of my favorite things ever, and I didn't think it would be this way. But just the whole setup of that, like just the calling, hi, baby, can we meet on the terrace? All right, that's fine.
Danielle's like, yeah, all right, sure.
And then she rolls up, still in her bathrobe.
Looking like crap. And then Danielle is wearing that lover's coat that Melissa tried on earlier.
Yeah, the lover's coat with like the weird yellow piping in the neckline. Yeah. Why I notice these things, I don't know. But
you know, Danielle, I don't mind you, but you know, the popped collar thing is really 2007.
I know. So you're so 2000 and late, as Fergie says.
Yeah, just work on that. Just work on that.
Right.
Anyway, they sit down. Siggy apologizes for dismissing Danielle. And Danielle said that Siggy was unhinged, and it just made her see red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Siggy feels Margaret only attacks her. Attacking. Again, there's no attacking going on.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle backs up Margaret, and the two ultimately hug. So that was quick.
You want a hug? Okay. It's just like so like not any effort put in the side. It's funny though. Like I love Danielle, but I also was like, okay, this is totally you where someone apologizes and you're like, I don't know, it's going to take me time. I'm like, yeah. It won't though.
No.
You're good. You desperately want to be close to people, so I get it.
You know, I'm surprised actually how sensitive Danielle has been this season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe that she missed the opportunity to go on that little boat trip or the canals or whatever. Like, I'm really surprised that she wasn't there and was like, F that bitch, I'm going to have a good time in Italy. But she really was like taken aback by the night before and all the activity.
Yeah.
So
she was, I mean, this is her season back and she's already been dismissed by another person.
Mm. Yep. The new guard is already dismissing Danielle.
I know.
10 episodes in. So, and when I mean new guard, I mean, really like, think of someone like Caroline and what she brought to the show. And now we're dealing with Siggy. And I'm not saying one's better than the other. That's not my argument, but like this show actually has progressed in a way.
Yeah, it has.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
I'm for it.
So at the end, Dolores, she talks to Margaret and she says, well, I don't believe you're anti-Semitic. Well, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And she says, no, just anti-Siggy. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
so we all are.
You know what? Good point.
Welcome to America.
Mm-hmm. So Dolores says that Margaret is pushing her limits with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolores, so it's like, kind of an apology, but also like you're pushing my limits. Like, who talks to someone like that?
Yeah.
Then Dolores says that she happens to like Margaret. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No tact in this conversation. And then Therese is like, well, you know, you guys, you know, you and all that, you're like oil and vinegar. You're like oil and vinegar.
I know, it's like the common comment again. It's just like Therese said, the cooking terminology. It's not making your books look that good.
I know. I know, like basic ingredients.
Right.
So any final thoughts as we wrap up this episode?
I thought it was good. Like I was intrigued the entire time. Even though I'm annoyed with a lot of the people, it's just like, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and it was nice. I love when they're all forced to be together on these trips, and they're filmed 24/7, and they do these events. Melissa was lusting after that driver, Antonio, and...
Do you have hair? Yeah, that was good.
That was the other one.
Sorry. The guy that took him on the tour.
So what can we say for a hashtag for this episode? The word hangry was thrown around. The word Hitler was thrown around.
Probably should avoid that as a hashtag.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's do hashtag anti-Semitic.
That'll do really well.
Tweet Grant with anti-Semitic.
Please don't. I'm not even Jewish.
No.
What else? Yeah, what can we say? So they went to the canals, throwing of silverware and plates. Milan.
I feel like it's like right in the tip of our tongue.
Super Jew was
Super Jew was a big one.
Yeah.
I don't know. How about just hashtag oil and vinegar?
Yeah. What about something with wax?
Oh, yeah.
Waxing hangry?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Waxing hangry.
I mean, anything they say on the show doesn't make sense, so no. I feel like it's fair.
Yeah.
That we have a strange hashtag.
There you go. Yeah, very straight.
Let's do it.
These hashtags aren't going anywhere anyway, so who cares?
I approve.
Very good. Well, that'll do it for this recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Make sure you check out the full episode of Grant's Rants number 78, the holiday special. A really good, fun show, kids. Check that out. And then we'll be back in the new year with some more recaps and with a show for my grandmother in 2018. I'm hoping to get her to come on and maybe recap a Jersey. In between now and the new year, I'm going to be going away, so we'll talk more Real Housewives of New Jersey coming up. Thanks for talking so long and for so much with me, Evan.
That was a blast. I always love doing it, so thank you for having me.
Thank you again, and we'll be back with more rants.
This has been Grant's Rant Small Talk. Want more? Join the full conversation on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk Podcast
on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and in the links below.